Hello and welcome to your GCSE Physics Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you've pressed play today because the topic we're covering is one that genuinely shapes the modern world around you. We're talking about electromagnetic induction, transformers, and the national grid. By the end of this episode, you'll understand exactly how electricity travels from a power station all the way to your phone charger. And more importantly, you'll be able to answer any exam question the examiners throw at you on this topic. So let's get started. First, let's set the scene. Electromagnetic induction is the process by which a changing magnetic field induces or creates a voltage in a conductor. Now, I know that sounds a bit abstract, so let me give you a real-world picture. Imagine you have a coil of wire and a bar magnet. If you push the magnet into the coil, something remarkable happens. A voltage appears across the ends of the wire, and if the circuit is complete, a current flows. You haven't connected a battery, you haven't done anything electrical, you've simply moved a magnet, and yet electricity appears. That is electromagnetic induction, and it is the foundation of almost every generator and transformer on the planet. Now, the key word there is changing. The magnetic field must be changing to induce a voltage. If you hold the magnet still inside the coil, nothing happens. The moment you move it, even slightly, a voltage is induced. This is absolutely critical for your exam. Examiners love to ask why transformers only work with alternating current, and the answer comes directly from this principle. Let's talk about transformers. A transformer is a device that changes the voltage of an alternating current. It consists of two coils of wire, called the primary coil and the secondary coil, both wound around a shared iron core. The primary coil is connected to the input, the supply voltage. The secondary coil is where the output voltage appears. Here's how it works, step by step. An alternating current flows through the primary coil. Because it's alternating, the current is constantly changing direction, which means the magnetic field it creates is also constantly changing. This changing magnetic field passes through the iron core and reaches the secondary coil. Because the secondary coil is experiencing a changing magnetic field, a voltage is induced in it. This is electromagnetic induction in action, right inside the transformer. Now, here is the crucial point that trips up so many candidates in the exam. Transformers only work with alternating current. Why? Because alternating current constantly changes direction, which means the magnetic field it creates is constantly changing. And as we established, you need a changing magnetic field to induce a voltage. If you used direct current, the current would flow in one direction only. The magnetic field would be constant and no voltage would be induced in the secondary coil. The transformer would simply not work. Please, please remember this. I see students lose marks on this every single year. Now, let's look at the transformer equation. The equation is Vp over Vs equals Np over Ns. Vp is the voltage across the primary coil. Vs is the voltage across the secondary coil. Np is the number of turns on the primary coil. And Ns is the number of turns on the secondary coil. The ratio of the voltages equals the ratio of the number of turns. So if the secondary coil has twice as many turns as the primary, the output voltage will be twice the input voltage. That is a step-up transformer. If the secondary has fewer turns than the primary, the output voltage will be lower. That is a step-down transformer. Let me give you a worked example. Suppose a transformer has a primary voltage of 230 volts and 100 turns on the primary coil. The secondary coil has 1,000 turns. What is the secondary voltage? Using our equation, 230 over Vs equals 100 over 1,000. Rearranging, Vs equals 230 multiplied by 1,000 divided by 100. That gives us Vs equals 2,300 volts. So this is a step-up transformer, increasing the voltage from 230 to 2,300 volts. There is a second equation you need for transformers, and this one is about power. For an ideal transformer, we assume it is 100% efficient. The power input equals the power output. So we can write Vp multiplied by Ip equals Vs multiplied by Is. If a transformer steps up the voltage, it must step down the current by the same factor. Energy is conserved. A transformer that doubles the voltage will halve the current. Now, let us talk about the national grid, because this is where all of this comes together in a real-world context, and examiners absolutely love asking about it. The national grid is the system that transmits electrical energy from power stations across the country to homes, schools, and businesses. The key question is, why does it use such incredibly high voltages, up to 400,000 volts? The answer comes down to energy efficiency. When current flows through a wire, some energy is always lost as heat. The power lost as heat is given by the equation P equals I squared times R, where P is power, I is current, and R is the resistance of the wire. The power loss depends on the square of the current, so if you halve the current, you reduce the heat loss by a factor of 4. This is why high voltage transmission is so important. A step-up transformer near the power station increases the voltage to 400,000 volts. Because power equals voltage times current, and the power being transmitted is roughly constant, increasing the voltage means the current must decrease proportionally. A lower current means far less energy wasted as heat in the cables. Step-down transformers then reduce the voltage in stages until it reaches 230 volts for domestic use. Now, let us talk about exam technique, because knowing the content is only half the battle. Mistake number one, confusing step-up and step-down transformers. Remember, more turns, more volts. Fewer turns, fewer volts. Mistake number two, saying that high voltage makes electricity travel faster. This is wrong. The reason for high voltage is to reduce the current, which reduces the heat energy wasted in the cables. Always link your answer to P equals I squared R. Mistake number three, forgetting to show you're working in calculations. Always write down the formula first, then substitute the numbers, then calculate. Mistake number four, not explaining the mechanism in enough detail. When asked to explain how a transformer works, include all the steps. The alternating current in the primary coil creates a changing magnetic field in the iron core, which induces a changing voltage in the secondary coil, which drives a current if the circuit is complete. Now, a quick-fire recall quiz. Question 1. What type of current must be used in a transformer, and why? Alternating current, because it creates a constantly changing magnetic field, which is needed to induce a voltage in the secondary coil. Question 2. A transformer has 200 turns on the primary and 50 turns on the secondary. If the primary voltage is 240 volts, what is the secondary voltage? Using the equation, 240 over Vs equals 200 over 50. Vs equals 240 times 50 divided by 200, which gives 60 volts. This is a step-down transformer. Question 3. Why does the national grid use high voltages for transmission? High voltage means low current. From P equals I squared R, lower current means less power is wasted as heat in the cables, making the system more efficient. Question 4. What is the role of the iron core in a transformer? The iron core channels the magnetic field from the primary coil to the secondary coil, ensuring that the changing magnetic flux links both coils efficiently. Let me leave you with the 5 most important things to remember. 1. Electromagnetic induction occurs when a conductor experiences a changing magnetic field. 2. Transformers only work with alternating current. 3. The transformer equation is Vp over Vs equals Np over Ns. 4. For an ideal transformer, Vp times Ip equals Vs times Is, meaning power is conserved. And 5. The national grid uses high voltage to reduce current, which reduces heat loss in the cables, following P equals I squared R. You have got this. Keep revising, keep practicing past paper questions. And remember, every mark you earn in the exam is a mark you have worked for. Good luck, and I will see you in the next episode.